This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So here's one from the Sometimes the Economy is Counterintuitive file. That which appears bad is perhaps good. The number of people enrolling in college is down. That's from the U.S. Department of Education. Could spell good things economy-wise because it means people are looking for and finding jobs instead of going to community colleges or trade schools. But it is not such great news for for-profit colleges, places like DeVry and the University of Phoenix. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more on how those schools are dealing with economic reality, tougher regulation, and, yes, some pretty bad PR.
These numbers are for enrollment in 2014, and the drop was about 10% from the previous year, which means they don't reflect some major changes in regulation, like a requirement that these colleges show what jobs students got after graduating to prove it was worth it. A lot of these students tend to be lower income and older, and schools are struggling to sign them up.
The for-profit sector enrollment increases in the 2000s were basically based on the idea that you could get a lot of new enrollment. And so if a student dropped out or graduated, you'd have two or three new students to replace them.
Kevin Kinzer teaches education policy at Penn State.
They're just not being able to recruit the number of new students they need to take over from the students that are dropping out and graduating. So it's math.
I would imagine these numbers would continue to drop.
Ben Miller is with the Center for American Progress. He says there's a segment of for-profit education that isn't able to change with the times.
And that's mostly on the lower level training around certificates and some associate degrees. That business model, I think, is on its way out.
There's also been a ton of bad PR. Google for-profit education and you get a lot of negative articles, like one calling it a $35 billion cesspool of fraud. That makes a lot of potential students wary. Again, Kevin Kinzer.
I think many of them are coming to the conclusion that it might not be, at least at the prices and the risks in terms of financial aid that these institutions are relying on.
And prices are generally lower than last year. Even that isn't helping enrollment. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.